Rebecca Bessie has been a certified nursing assistant for 15 years, but in the last year, she started to do her job a little differently, using an app called IntelliCare.
All right, this is the app that we have. It tells me every place that's available. They're looking for somebody for $15.50 at Plymouth. You hit the app, it tells you where to go, what unit.
IntelliCare has been described as the gig economy for nursing assistants. And like many gig economy workers, Bessie works full-time but uses the app to pick up shifts when she's not at her regular job at a nursing home in Wareham.
And if I actually wanted to, I'd hit accept, punch in my code, and it would let me in.
One of the benefits to using the app is that it pays better than a typical nursing home rate. Rates through IntelliCare average about $18 an hour, and there's surge pricing for high-demand shifts. This is in comparison to an in-house nursing assistant who might make closer to $12 to $15 an hour.
See, Buzz's Bay right now is $20 on the 21st. It's what? Well, it's Saturday. It's the weekend. Nobody wants to work a weekend, especially on the Cape.
Chris Caulfield is one of the creators of IntelliCare. He got the idea for the app while he was a nursing coordinator at a home. Before IntelliCare, when nursing staff canceled last minute, other full-time staff would have to work overtime to fill in. He says he saw how this was stressing staff, sometimes causing people to quit.
I saw, you know, my fellow colleagues being mandated to stay extra shifts, and they were suffering from, you know, taking shifts that didn't have enough staff to take care of the amount of residents.
He doesn't think it's a good idea for nursing homes to be staffed entirely by IntelliCare, but he says his app can be a bridge between an understaffed and a well-staffed nursing home. He says an over-reliance on temporary workers...
It just wouldn't work. It would be dangerous, but the balance of 5% or 10% to make sure that your own staff is not being turned over and burned out, and also making sure that you're delivering care and not being extremely short-staffed is very important.
State Senator Julian Sear has been spearheading a report about unique challenges nursing homes on Cape Cod face. He says even with creative solutions like IntelliCare, he's worried nursing homes on Cape Cod are at a higher risk for closing.
The need for skilled nursing services is only going to increase, and I'm particularly concerned about further closures of nursing homes, especially in the extremities of the region, right? So the Outer Cape, on the islands, places where we only have maybe one or two nursing homes, and those are particularly under financial stress.
There are six nursing homes currently signed up to use IntelliCare on the Cape, and about 400 nursing assistants who use it in the region. But the workforce shortage is so bad in some places that sometimes there just isn't in-house nursing staff to fill every shift, even if there aren't cancellations. Nursing assistant Rebecca Bessie says sometimes she shows up to a facility where almost the whole staff is there from IntelliCare.
One of the places I worked, you pretty much worked with IntelliGroup, and then maybe one main CNA, if you're lucky. That does make it hard because you're walking into not knowing any of the residents. Granted, most of the care is about the same and wherever you go, it's just that you need to know how to approach the resident, how to handle some of their outbursts.
She says she doesn't know what would fix the shortage, but she does think better pay could help.
The industry itself is a tough one. I mean, you're walking through the door, you're not knowing what you're walking into. I mean, some people say more money at times. I mean, my sister-in-law works at Cumbie's and makes more money than I do.
Earlier this year, state legislation put $50 million towards helping nursing homes offset their financial strain. But advocates say a lot more money is needed to properly address the challenge, as Massachusetts nursing homes collectively face a shortfall of about $360 million each year. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.